12th Sunday, Year B, Ordinary Time. Readings. First reading, the book of Job, chapter 38, verse 1. Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind, or who shut in the sea with doors, when it burst forth from the womb, when I made clouds its garment, and thick darkness its swaddling band, and prescribed bounds for it, and set bars and doors, and said, thus far shall you come, and no farther, and here shall your proud waves be stayed. Second reading, second book of Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 14. For the love of Christ controls us, because we are convinced that one has died for all, therefore all have died. And he died for all, that those who live might live no longer for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised. From now on, therefore, we regard no one from a human point of view. Even though we once regarded Christ from a human point of view, we regard him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verse 35. On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, let us go across to the other side. After leaving the crowd, they took with them in the boat, just as he was. And other boats were with him. And a great storm of wind arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion, and they woke him and said to him, teacher, do you not care if we perish? And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. He said to them, why are you afraid? Have you no faith? And they were filled with awe and said to one another, who then is this, that even the wind and sea obey him? Theme, God has power over all storms. Though human beings progressed very much in space, airplanes, spacecraft, satellite, in navigation, warship, submarine, liner, and on the road, car, train, high-speed tram, when they must face a volcano, an earthquake, a hurricane, or a storm, they have no solution for them. Although they invented equipment to foreknow when these calamities shall happen, and even their intensity, people can't do anything to prevent these calamities from happening. Today's readings want to show God's power over hurricanes and storms. In the first reading, Job struggled with the question of why a good person like him suffered, and he wanted to have an answer from God. To answer him, God wanted him to meditate about the divine power over seas and storms. This is just an example in countless things to show God's power and providence, which people's minds can't fathom. In the second reading, St. Paul gave us another great idea which people can't fathom. God's love for people through Christ's death. This love has power to transform people to new creatures in order to meet God's requirements, which they can't overcome by their power. In the gospel, Jesus' disciples startled at Jesus. In the gospel, Jesus' disciples were startled at Jesus' power, because with his command, the great storm of the sea was quieted completely. Jesus reminded them that they need to have a firm faith in such difficult situations. Analysis reading 1. People should not question God's providence. Job couldn't understand why a good person suffers. The book of Job was written about the 2nd or 3rd century before Christ. During this period, people still had no clear idea about the eternal life, as we do now. To them, all what people could hope for was limited to the present life as such. Riches, a good life, health, and many children. Job was considered a righteous man. He feared God and lived according to his way. He didn't know that Satan, permitted by God, was to take away all that Job had possessed, his riches, health, and his children. The audience knows from the beginning of the book about the purpose of this test. Satan challenged God that the reason why Job revered God was due to his blessing and protection, while God believed that Job loved him sincerely. The test was the opportunity to test Job's faith. Job didn't know anything about God and Satan's intentions. Like many contemporary people, Job couldn't fathom why good people suffered and why faith needs to be tested. Job's friends tried to convince him that the reason for his suffering was due to his children's or his parents' sins. Job didn't accept their argument because he didn't commit sin, and he tried to educate his children according to God's way. He wished to have an answer which directly came from God. God's answer for Job. An example which God gave to Job to think about was his power over the seas and storms, which people have always feared and have been completely in which people are completely powerless. In God's providence, he outlines the following. He sets the right amount of water for rivers and seas. The author writes, "Who shut in the sea with doors? But it bursts forth from the womb. If the water is raised too high, it shall cause great damage for people and their environment." The great flood was a typical example. The author of Psalm 33, verse 7, also meditated about this problem and wrote, "He gathered the waters of the sea as in a bottle. He put the deeps in storehouses. He establishes 4 seasons to continue one after another." The author writes, "When I made clouds its garment and thick darkness its swaddling band." In God's providence, rain and sunshine must be controlled. When the weather is too hot, the earth shall be dried and hard for planting, and the results are shortages of food, which cause people to die. Similarly, when there is too much rain or it's too cold, it causes flooding and destroys harvests. The same results shall happen. He sets boundaries for the sea. The author writes, "He prescribed bounds for it and set bars and doors and said, 'Thus far shall you come and no further, and here shall your proud waves be stayed.' When we walk on beaches or seashores, we can be surprised because of the sea's boundaries. Though the high and the low tide are different, the waves which come from the sea still have their limit. When this limit is overcome, it causes great damages for human beings." Reading 2. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. God's love is expressed through Christ. In the area of love, God's providence is even greater. Christ expressed God's love as follows. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Human beings can't fathom why God so loved the world he gave his only Son to die for them. Why would such a powerful God use his power in place of... Why does such a powerful God use his power in place of the way of the cross to save people? People don't understand that love demands sacrifice. In other words, sacrifice is needed to express love. The greater sacrifice, the greater the love. When people feel God's love for them, they shall find all ways to return their love for him, as Paul experienced. For the love of Christ controls us because we are convinced that one has died for all, therefore all have died. Saint Paul clearly realized that people must die to sin. People must die to sin so that to live for God. When people were immersed in the water of baptism, people took off their old self together with all their sins, so that when they rose up from the water, they put on Christ and became the new creatures with all Christ's virtues and love. Therefore, people have the strength to live as him, and he died for all, that those who might live longer, no longer for themselves, but for him who for their sake died, and was raised. If people shared in Christ's suffering, they shall also share in eternal life and his glory. God's love has power to transform people into new creatures. St. Paul's experience about the sudden change when people possess Christ urged him to write the following. From now on, therefore, we regard no one from a human point of view. Even though we once regarded Christ from a human point of view, we regard him thus no longer. So Paul once knew Christ according to human viewpoint, as the instigator who told people to violate the law and to oppose the ancestors' tradition. That was the reason why he eagerly persecuted the Christians and put them in prison. When he received Christ's revelation on the way to Damascus, he became a new creature and did the opposite work. From that time, he became the preacher who eagerly preached Christ and the good news for people, even though he endured many sufferings and persecutions. St. Paul confirmed, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." When people are permeated with Christ's love and doctrines, they become preachers to proclaim God's love and treat others as God's children and Christ's brothers and sisters. Gospel. Who then is this, that even the wind and sea obey him? People's reactions when they faced the sea's storm. Their first reaction was fear, because it threatened to take away their life. In the past, many fishermen worshipped gods of a river and sea, so that they might be protected from storms and hurricanes during their fishing. The disciples' reaction, St. Mark reported, "And a great storm of wind arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. They woke him and said to him, 'Teacher, do you not care if we perish?'" Jesus' reaction. In opposition to the disciples' reaction, Jesus was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. They couldn't believe Jesus could sleep during such a heavy storm and great waves. They woke him up and asked him to do something. Jesus awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. While the disciples were still startled, Jesus said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you no faith?" Jesus reminded them to have a strong faith to overcome all doubt and hardships. When people have a strong faith, they no longer fear. The disciples should know that they had a powerful God with them, and they shouldn't have been fearful. But because they did not completely believe in him, that's why they were filled with awe and said to each other, "Who then is this that even the wind and sea obey him?" People's reactions when they face fears, worries, and sufferings from the world. Many authors compare a person's life to a boat sailing on the sea and storms and waves as hardships, which people must constantly face. These hardships can be wars, catastrophes, sicknesses, hunger, separation, persecution, and misunderstanding. How can people find their strength to overcome all kinds of hardship in their lives? First of all, they must have a firm faith in God, as Jesus reminded his disciples. Take courage. Do not be afraid. I conquered the world. No power from the devil or the world can win over God's power. Next, we must completely put our hope in God's love and providence. He knows what we are concerned with and are worrying about. As our Father, he shall take care and give all necessary graces for us, our family, and those who we pray for. The only thing we should do is to love God above all things and to love others as ourselves. The rest will be cared for by God. Application in life. God has the authority over all the devil and worldly powers. Therefore, we must absolutely believe in God's love and providence. Christ is the difference in our lives. If we believe in Christ, he shall transform us to be complete new creatures, those who can do things that exceed our human limitations. When we face the hardships of life and the storms of the seas, we need to have a firm faith in God and an unshakable hope in his love for us.